The next coach on the teleconference is Northwestern's Chris Collins. The Wildcats earned the number 9 seed in the Big Ten tournament after winning 20 games and posting an 8-10 record in Big Ten play. Northwestern will take on 9th seeded Michigan in the second round at noon Eastern time on Thursday. Coach Collins, good morning.
Good morning.
Please start us out with a brief opening statement, then we'll go straight to questions for you.
Well, it's definitely an exciting time of year, getting a chance to go to the postseason. You kind of break your season down always into three parts, your non-league at the beginning, then your conference regular season, and then you turn the page to the Big Ten tournament. And we're excited to be heading to Indianapolis. It's a great place to play, a great basketball area, and feel like we're playing well. We've had a stretch of games where we've won some games, and even in the ones we didn't, I thought our level of play was pretty good. So we have a big challenge ahead of us with Michigan. Have an amazing amount of respect for Coach Beilein and what he and his staff do and how they play, and very difficult team to play against with everything, all the challenges they present. So it'll be a big game for both teams, and excited to get to Indianapolis and get started on Thursday.
Thanks, Coach. Let's go straight to questions, please.
Our first question comes from the line of Brendan Quinn with MLive Media Group.
Hey, Chris, you mentioned that you think you guys are playing well. Obviously, you have this three-game winning streak going since that last game against Michigan. I'm wondering, I know those wins are against kind of the bottom of the league, but I'm wondering if you guys figured anything out a little bit since that last Michigan game, and if you really feel like you have kind of some discernible momentum going into this tournament.
Well, I think anytime you win some games in our league, I think you feel some momentum, because everybody, coaches and players in our conference, it's so hard to win one game. It doesn't matter who you're playing, where you're playing them. It's hard to win in our league, and I think everyone realizes that. So when you get a chance, when you have a chance to win three in a row, and I think our guys are confident and feeling good, and I actually think it started in that Michigan game. We played very well in the Michigan game. I just thought that they were a little tougher than we were down the stretch, and I think the one thing we kind of changed from that game was our ability to close games out. We weren't able to play the last 5 minutes very well. The first time we played, I think the game was, we had a 2-point lead with 5 minutes to go, and they made all the plays down the stretch to beat us. They outworked us on the glass. They got to the basket. They got fouled, and they deserved to win because they made the plays. And I think in our last three games, especially our last two, we had to do those things at the end of the game to finish them off. And sometimes you learn from losses like we had at Michigan. And but I think our guys are confident. We're excited and looking forward to a great opportunity to play against a really good team.
And just as a quick follow-up, Alex Ohl has had tons of success against Michigan. What is it specifically about that matchup for him?
Well, I just think, sometimes guys have confidence against certain teams for whatever reason. I'm not sure what it is. But he's played very well against them the last 2 years. We try to move him around a little bit. And what happens is people put so much attention on our guards, McIntosh and Demps, that some of the other guys, we need them to step up and give us production. And it just so happened in the last game, Alex was the one who kind of was getting the shots and the ball was getting in his hands. And we're going to need that. We're going to need him to be aggressive. We're going to have to get him inside and hopefully get some production, because that's when we're at our best, is when we're functioning inside and out.
Thanks, Bob.
Our next question comes from the line of Mark Snyder with Detroit Free Press.
Chris, it was after the last game, John Beilein came in and he was talking about the respect he has for you and the way you do things and the way you interact. Do you guys have some type of personal relationship where that's built? Have you guys had interactions, stuff like that?
Well, I have had a chance to get to know Coach Beilein over the years. During my time at Duke, we played them a little bit, a few times when Duke-Michigan games. And, I got to know his son I was a son at one point, and so to see the relationship he had with his son when he was playing for him at West Virginia, and had a chance to run into those guys sometimes at the Final Fours and catch up. And I'm an old school guy when it comes to the game. I have a great respect for the history of the game. That's something that was instilled in me early, considering having a father who was a player and a coach. And you know, to me, Coach Beilein is somebody that is a coach's coach. He's an amazing teacher. He handles himself in a first-class manner all the time. He's not a self-promoter. He develops his players. He does it the right way with the right guys, and he's one of the guys that I've looked to as being a role model for me as a young coach. And so I've always tried, if I see him in recruiting or at the Final Four or different areas away from just competing, I've tried to pick his brain and talk to him about basketball and running a program and those things, because I think he does it, you know, the way it's supposed to be done. And I think he has a brilliant mind for the game. And to hear him say those things about us and our program means a lot to me because of the respect that I have for him.
That's interesting. Obviously, the last, just one more, the last 2 years, I mean, they're on the bubble now. They missed the tournament last year. This is something that's kind of adversity that he hasn't felt in multiple years too often in his career. Do you think that that's something that is just aberration, or do you think that's a sign of, you know, the program needs to find some, he needs to change things or something?
No, I mean, I think his best player got hurt. I mean, that's, mm-hmm. I mean, had they had Caris LeVert, I don't think they're in this position at all, and they're still in a great position to go to the NCAA tournament. So, I mean, you have Spike and Caris, your two seniors who they were counting on, I'm sure, for big things. And, you know, you lose both of those guys, it changes the complexion. You know, they don't have any seniors out there. And in our league, it's hard. It's hard when you don't have veteran guys. And, you know, I think they've done a great job to get to 10 league wins and, you know, to have 20 wins with what they've faced with their adversity. We had a similar type deal, but our kid was a sophomore, Vic Law. You know, then so I think their program is in a great shape. You look at, you know, the young players they have in their program, their recruiting is still at a high level. So, you know, I think their program's in great hands and great shape, and certainly one that's going to be tough for us to continue to compete against year in and year out.
Thanks so much, Chris.
Coach, we appreciate your time this morning. We'll see you in Indianapolis.
All right, thanks, guys.